were saying before, the pastor comes, there's victory for me, there's victory for me. Well, Ian, sorry, I'm begging your pardon, Ian, this morning. There is victory for me, there is victory for me. In the blood of Christ my Saviour, there is victory.
Give you deliverance. Amen. You know, Tommy rung me, I don't like to bring titles. Jesus is the greatest title. I don't like to work with titles, really, to be honest with you. I don't even like notes. The greatest note is, to you this morning and me, the blood of Christ was shed for you as a Gentile. He had no way to get to heaven, but through Jesus. That's the note this morning. That's the title. But when our brother just said, have you got a weak title? Jesus Christ is the title. But you know, I just says overwhelmed but not overcome. Some days you may feel overwhelmed, but not overcome. Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So don't panic nor don't fear. Jesus is near to them that fear him. And greater than being near, the Christ that we love and lift is in you, sister, brother, little child that has the breath of God in you. Every created being that God has made, God had to put the life in it. Even an animal, God had to breathe life in it. God is life this morning. Amen. We'll take a little scripture reading, because it says it's not that that goes into a man's body that he eats or drinks that defiles them. So you can tell a hypocrite that it's not what you eat or drink, it's what cometh out of the mouth. So by God's glory this morning, this wretched man that was born of a woman in a few days and full of trouble may be able to express the King, and let him help me to express him this morning to you. I'm not adequate, but he is able. I don't have any power of my own, but I'm power assisted this morning by the Holy Ghost. Amen. We'll take a reading then. And I don't like to bring notes, but I decided I'd write down a few scriptures. And there's a lot of stuff goes on inside your head. I think about David and he lost his wives and how he regained them again. I think about him with the giant. How that he overcame him. Not by himself, but God. We'll take a scripture reading and it might be maybe seem a little strange, but look, we're going to go to a couple of places in the Psalms, and I'll read this and then I'll let you be seated. You can be seated anyway, I'm not over you, and I don't like up on a crow's nest either.
I'm just in line with you people.
God loves you all. Just thought I'd get that across anyway, because God's made me who I am. I'm nobody special or more anointed than you. God's anointing but poured out in them that call upon the Lord. We'll take a scripture reading from John 16, verse 33. And then we're going to go to the Psalm. John 16, verse 33. Amen. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. And the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I want you now to go down to 1 John 4 and 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Well, now you go to Psalms. Amen. Psalm 18. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Amen. We'll end the reading there. And we're going to just thank God, and then you may be seated. Lord, we thank you for your precious word. You are the word. And Lord, everything in you is yea and amen. Lord, we thank you that we can trust in you and we can call upon you. And Lord, you will deliver us. And not speedily. And we're thankful for it. Now, Lord, we praise thee. Pray you'll inhabit the praises of thy people this morning. Now, Lord, power assist me, Lord, to say the right things that your name may be lifted up. Hide me, but Lord, let you be seen. Lord Jesus, Holy Ghost, fire and power, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Isn't it wonderful this morning to be saved? Isn't it wonderful to have a direction in your heart and not in your mind, but a direction in the heart? God's mending hearts this morning. Physically, spiritually and physically. And when a man builds an aeroplane, he brings it into a shelter and he starts to get it geared up, because there's no point in giving something that has no power, that's going to carry a lot of people and put it on the runway, and it has no power to lift it off the ground. Brother Bobby likes tractors, and Gary and our brother John and different people here like tractors. I have to say, I think Bobby has a wee Ford of some type. It's a wee, what horsepower is that, Bobby? The wee small one. About 40, 50? Right, listen. Here's what I'm trying to say. That wee engine in that tractor won't pick a jumbo jet off the floor. She might kick her down the runway about 10 miles an hour if the boys could work with her a bit. She will not lift it off the floor. Not a chance. Why would that be, friend? Because she doesn't have the right assisted power that she needs. A big plane needs power to get off the ground. Friend, sometimes you may have power to get you off the ground. Sometimes you can be overwhelmed, but not overcome. See, this is the victory you have. Man makes stuff, but he has to have the power to get it off the ground. But God has made you. And in you, you have the power to leave the ground. Oh, just like a plane someday. Greater than that, you're going to lift right out of this place. And that's God, isn't that my words? So I don't feel foolish saying that. And you know, it might sound foolish of preaching of the gospel to people, but Jesus Christ shed his blood for me. And in that shedding of that blood, there's power this morning. God has power assisted your heart this morning. What the enemy come to do, God can turn it around. There's
God's in the business of overcoming, but not overwhelming.
And when Tom asked me, or Brother Tom asked me for a title, that was what was in my head.
I was a bit overwhelmed, but not overcome. It's not made it.
Because God's good. But I want to tell you this morning, tell yourself sometime, Jesus loves me.
It's not a feeble thing. It's a powerful thing. It's a powerful thing. It actually gives you strength. Physically, yes. People say sometimes, oh, you know, does God's word really give you strength?
God's word does give you strength.
Spiritually, mostly, because that'll get you out of here. But physically as well. And you know, when you sit sometimes like you're at a funeral parlor, well, that's your expectation. I'm getting ready to leave this place. But where am I going? I want to tell you, there's a new heaven and a new earth. There's a new earth for us, as well as a new heaven. Do you ever think about that?
But I want to try and encourage you this morning. I want you to turn to Psalm 124. 124. And we read a couple of things there. Amen. Isn't God so good this morning? Isn't he so powerful this morning? Forget about how you feel this morning. Let God speak through you how he's feeling. God always feels victorious. Amen. 124. And I want you to say this morning, right where you're sitting. I want you to say this. Amen. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick, and their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord, who have not given us a prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken, and we are
escaped. I'm just trying to be calm, because I've escaped this morning. I'm trying to be calm, because I'm getting out of a situation that the devil put on you. Tell the devil this morning, the king is in control. King Jesus.
Amen.
Right. The anointed one.
Amen.
That there's power in the blood of Jesus.
Right.
We can have victory every day. When you bounce out of bed without a test, you have no testimony. Whoever got a sore, broad column, sore back, anything. Broad column, sore shoulder. Broad Bobby, maybe a sore back. Listen, these things only last a while. God cures sore back. God cures sore shoulders. How does he do it? By some great anointed man putting his hands on you. Well, I want to say this morning, stepping up the word of God. God's word is powerful. It's a two-edged sword. Cut the sunder the lies of the devil.
Yes.
In your life, brother. God will anoint you and give you power. Let them forget about yourself. You'll concentrate on him. It's him that's worthy to be praised this morning. He makes the heart stronger. He makes the person that wants to sleep come awake in Jesus' name. He's able to awake from the dead. Think of the family, their little daughter up there. And it said she was dead. And Jesus comes in the house. When Jesus comes in the house, the dead has to raise. When Jesus comes in the house, the filled heart has to regain life. and get power again. You know, isn't it wonderful? When he came and made a rose, how did the family feel? They might have felt overwhelmed. You may some days feel overwhelmed. But you heard the story of the eagle. And the big eagle, the mommy, she came down and she got the meat. And she fed the little eagle with the meat. God is my refuge. Shout it from the rooftop if you need that. You'll not be a fool, but a conqueror and a victor in Christ. God's not worried about your situation this morning. God can change a situation. The devil one time took a king, and he took a couple of his wives. The Philistines came up. They took all, didn't they? But read this scripture. Read it. He recovered all. Isn't it great to recover all? Who wants to recover all this morning?
Amen.
I have two hands up and that'll do for someone. I want to recover all. But God's a recoverer. You could sit all your time and think, what will I say? What will I do? David recovers the spoils over there in 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 16. I'll just give you a wee glance at this. It's good to have protein to build muscle. God's word's greater than protein. God's word is life. Absolute life. And I'll tell you something now. You'd better be up here shouting for Christ as out in that street shouting for the devil.
The enemy wants to howl the man of God down. The enemy wants to tie the eagle up.
You heard the story of how the eagle was in the barnyard. You've heard the story so many times. But you're not a chicken. You're not a turkey. You're not a hen.
That's why when a situation promotes itself to you, you can see that old uncircumcised situation.
Stand up any sort of dog from the devil, and God will defeat it. God will. If he couldn't, he wouldn't be God.
But he's God. I just want to read this, and you pray that I get more excited than I am already, because I'm not very excited. But I've got joy in my heart. I've got a real joy. Because like I said before, and I've said it a few times here, if you're ever going on a holiday and you were looking forward to going this holiday, and you were excited about getting on the plane, the one that will get off the runway with a big high-powered engine and get you to the destination you want to go, and you're excited about it. You're excited about it! Remember a tractor rally, a broad boy getting his tractor ready, you shoot her down the road, and everybody said, look at that! Look at that tractor, she's great! Why ever, it's in some condition. Sometimes you have to get excited about Christ. There's nothing wrong with that. God wants you to have joy. Why have we not joy? Why is there no joy today? Because people don't think God has joy. But he does. Do you think David had joy here when his two wives was took and the spoils went? I wouldn't have much joy if I came home and there was no food on the table. And no one to help you out, a helpmate. Did you ever think about that this morning? Your wife's a precious thing. We ought to thank God for them this morning. But you know, the great thing is here, I'll get to reading this and don't be panicking, I'm just a man. So pray for me that I'll get to things quicker. Maybe God will help that. Samuel 30, verse 16. And when he had brought them down, behold, they were spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking and dancing. The devil wants to eat and drink and dance. Because he thinks the father, the Christian, he's sad. Why is he eating and dancing? But the Christian will hardly drink water now, never name why. Because it's full of hypocrites. Complete hypocrites. They are fear of wine, but they'll have a thought of a woman. They'll have a thought of something bad, but they are fear to have a glass of wine. Was Abraham a Jew? Does anybody know?
He's a Gentile.
Was Adam a Jew?
Does anybody know? Adam was Adam. He wasn't a Jew. He was a man that God made. And he breathed in the word here in his nostrils. And he became a living soul. Isn't that wonderful?
I'm going to get to what I want to say here. You pray for me. The enemies down here, you can see the situation. They're all drinking and dancing because of all the great spoil. They took all the stuff that God had supplied to this king. They took it. Even took his wives and all that. And David smote them from the twilight evening on to the evening of the next day. It's not mighty! Oh, that you would smote your thoughts and smote the enemy with the power of God when he comes nigh your dwelling. And there escaped not a man. Not one man. Oh, that's a lovely wee God you have. Oh, there's a lovely wee scripture. Oh, that was a great wee meeting. Have you ever heard these things been said? That was a great wee meeting. I assure you there's nothing wee about God. God's mighty.
Amen.
And many of these boys escaped. Is the Bible the truth this morning? Will you hear? I'll read that again. I want you to tell the devil you're conditioned this morning, whatever it is. There's not one devil that's going to escape on it. I don't care what it is. Is it up to me? I'm just reading you God's word. So apply it to your situation. I need it too. We all need it. But I want you to be encouraged this morning. And David smote them. I love that there. From the twilight evening on to the evening of the next day. Look at the power there. Your flesh couldn't do that. You wouldn't have the strength to do it. So that's supernatural power from God to help you swing, smoke, slay the enemy. Slay him. You can use this wee thing that can steer a boat. Wee tongue. Use it rather than promote. Oh, I don't like that broad. He does this. I don't like him. I don't let it be a killing seed to your brother. Let the devil use you again, your brother. Be a killing seed to him. But God doesn't want you to talk like a bunch of people that just got out of prison. The greatest escape when they got out of Egypt. It was the greatest escape. Listen, that wasn't the greatest escape. You seen that film? That was not the greatest escape. Moses went down in there. And God busted them as out of Egypt. And what did they do? Lived up on the side. But then the murmur. Isn't the murmuring great? I don't know that see the fall of their boy. And you know, he's too quiet. See that fellow there, he's too loud. Oh, all we have wandered and gone astray. Everyone has turned to his own way. The Lord has led on him the iniquity.
Amen.
Of us all.
Amen.
Is that great? God made me, not a man. I never was born for a club. I don't have club mentality in me. David had not club mentality. Be careful, brother. You could get hurt going down in there.
Don't go into that fight, it's too much for you. And that's right. Brother, the fight is too much for you this morning. But it's not too much for God that is in you. Who's fighting your battle? Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Amen.
Who wants to stand still this morning and see the salvation of the Lord?
Listen, I don't have answers, but God has the answer. I want to get back to reading this. Amen. And I better be careful of the time. I'm not in the club mentality, so I'll be careful of the time. But I appreciate coming up here because I just want to lift up the name of the Lord. I appreciate a brother Tom asked me to come and speak.
And anyone could come and speak. And God puts a word in your mouth and he puts it in your heart. I have a word in my heart every morning I get up. God speaks to me all the time. He speaks. Am I glad about that?
100% and more. I'm glad. Because we would be dead if Christ did not speak within us. We would be dead men walking. But thank God we are alive this morning. and David recovered all. Would somebody say recovered all this morning? Somebody say recovered all.
Maybe the enemy comes, sore shoulder. Maybe it could be a condition, too much sugar in your blood. It could be maybe a heart complaint. It could be something in it and say, well, boy, you ate too much of this, and you ate too much of that, and hey, that's what your issue is. You should never go out on a cold day, boy, your joints will be sore. Wear a coat, boy, be careful of the rain. What's bending over, boy, you don't break your back. Be careful how you lift that. Jesus didn't tell you that. He said, be careful for nothing. I'll tell you what's better than that. Tell you what else he said. I'm using the scripture. Anybody wants to come at me with other scripture, we can debate it over a cup of tea at your house. All right? And I want to tell you this, and you can feed me. Say, you be blessed. That's right. Wouldn't you love the blessing? Wouldn't you? God blesses at all times. The Lord wants you to recover all, brother. The Lord wants you to recover all.
Amen.
I'll tell you, He wants you to recover all. You will recover all. And always remember this. If this was just a storybook, no point. Slide on back to the wee joint you're staying in for 70 or 100 years or 120, whatever God allows you here. Slide on back to live tip. Drink tea and lay back. But you're here this morning because God's through you. You didn't come here this morning because you love getting up and coming to that cold hall. You got here this morning because God wants to speak to you. He used a donkey one time. He can use a hand. But we were created in the image of God. Tell the devil that. Do you know what? I want to tell you something here. This is quite cute. Some people backslide. The Bible says that the Lord's mind is backslid. Do you know who the Lord's not mind tell? The devil. But you want to know something about that boy? There was no devil when he backslid. There was no devil. He was the devil. But what was his reason? He says to become like the Most High. Sometimes you can become like the wee man that had the wee prophet, Pinocchio. The wee boy was made out of wood. And he got the wee buckle and he put wee strings on. And the next thing the wee boy says, I'm a real boy, I'm a real boy. And you had somebody to patter, what do you call that there? We said when we were young. And he pulled the strings and said, you know, this is the way to go and this is the way to do it. But what about God speaking in your heart and overcoming the word of a man? Right, the word of God is what we want. Isn't that right?
And there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. Isn't that wonderful this morning? I want to tell you, I'm just going to speak the scriptures here to you this morning. You can have an idea about things. Be ideally wrong. But stick with the scripture. And then if you are a son of God, you'll hear it. Because it's a scripture. And I can go here, I can read you many scriptures, and we've heard many things. In Psalm 46, it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help when?
In trouble. He's a present help. You ever in a situation sometimes like, what's happening here now? Woo! I could just go and do this and do that. Then God says no. He speaks in your heart. He says, no. I'm greater than that. I'm over this situation.
I'll control this here. Now, in Deuteronomy 3, verse 22, ye shall not fear them, for the Lord your God, he shall fight for you.
The devil doesn't want you to know that God wants to fight for you. If you had diabetes this morning, the greatest fight for it is God. Go before him. John 14:14, the children said it. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Who's saying that? Me, this fella here, or maybe some other brother? No. That's God saying that. So who do you take it up with then? You take it up with God. Did he bring it to pass? Well, what do you think? You think that God had opened up the Red Sea, can't cure a wee
situation in you, when he made you. God's wonderful. What happens is we become concerned with the things that men say. Then we get what's known as, well, I said, so you move it out, dumb mentality. You can't do this, bro. You can't say that. Where does it say in Scripture you can't do or say that? And then you look at Scripture and you can't, and then you actually find out, no. But you know something?
Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against thee shall prosper. Here is not great. And I want to go on, because I've got the breath to do it and I've the tongue to shout it out. And every tongue, a wee boy there, a wee implant, you can talk about your brother, how he's not doing things right, and he's not faster, he's not stronger, he's not better, he's not greater than you. Forget about that nonsense. Let's lift up your brother and sister. Let's up your mother and father, whoever you need to, let's lift them up. And see how God will promote you when you promote them. God wants you to love one another. No weapon formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, yes,
saith the Lord. I don't think I made it today, boy. I tell you, I let that fella down, boy. I set up there at 20 past the hour of 5, and I wasn't there to half 5. Wasn't happy, boy. 10 minutes late. Not good to be late, boy. Sit over there and drool and drip away and get all concerned about the late. I want to tell you something. God is never late.
Mind that fellow was down in the tomb 4 days, wasn't it? The body began to stink.
But God wasn't too late. He arrived on the scene. He's not too late for your situation.
You may have a situation this morning, but God is in absolute control of it. Listen, I just had wrote this down. I heard that much. I don't want to get into political stuff or stuff like that. It doesn't concern me. It's not. We're getting out. But
we heard that much crack about Brexit. That's right. Brexit, Brexit, Brexit. Caught him in a song. People are coming back to the house. Brexit, Brexit.
Now it's COVID, COVID, COVID. And that's all we hear. Now, can you imagine whenever the angel didn't take the blood and applied it to the lintel?
Do you think there was any of them lads saying, now, listen, I tell you something, boy. Be careful. See what that angel did. Be careful. Listen, the blood was applied.
Is God's word the truth? What do we want to listen to? Do we want to do 35% God's word and then maybe 65% over what the scientists say? Huh?
Scientists said a big bumblebee couldn't get out of the ground because his wings were too small. Couldn't carry that much. Big old fat body. But no way I could carry it. Why tell me one day if his wings were evolving?
He says, that's great, but
he says, you'll maybe evolve into a bit of a bull. Or he says, a bit of a bear. You'll be able to use that shovel better then. Huh? God's good. On his mercy endures forever.
I might say things, don't be copying it, don't worry about it. I just wanna lift up God. That's what I wanna do. COVID may try to come against you or problems, but no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. And then I've wrote down why. It's only time, I don't use notes, but just to keep them on the right track. Have faith in God. He will fight your battles, overwhelm but not overcome. And in Psalm 34:7-9, and I'm going to get away back to my seat here. Just want to try and encourage you. And that's all I want to do this morning. If I can encourage you, honestly. It's just the words that I'm speaking from this. I just want to encourage you. Don't quit. Don't get down. Get up. Get back up. Stand up. Stand strong. So even though there's a night, joy coming in the morning.
You ever think God's testing you? You give you a test, then you can have a testimony. Many a man's had a testimony.
He brought that manna down from heaven. Amen, didn't he? And he fed them murmurers. He fed a lot of thousand murmurers, millions, out in the desert.
He fed them. Can you imagine out walking all day to get by something to get them fed? and they're all sitting back. Where is that boy? I'm fed up with him. I'm telling you now, he should have done this. I'm fed up with that there. And there's Moses headed away for God to speak to him. And the Bible says he was a God unto the people. Isn't that powerful?
Are you encouraged this morning? Because if not, Psalm 34, 7 to 9. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him, and delivereth them. There's the big thing. Delivereth them. Mark's a postman. He delivers parcels to your house. And letters, isn't that right, brother?
He delivers a note to your house. Mark's not God, but he is the postman bringing the letter. It's not about the messenger, it's about the message he has been given. Isn't that lovely? And when you eat it, eat the little book. It may be bitter in your mouth, I don't know how I can handle it, but it's sweet like honey.
Like Jonathan didn't hear what that boy sitting under the pomegranate tree sleeping saw.
He was lying picked, he made a decree, nobody leaked. But there's a young Jonathan boy. He got the honey, didn't he? What did it do to him? It enlightened him.
Oh, may the King of Kings enlighten us this morning. Amen. That we'll feel him in our heart, brother. And strengthen the heart, and every valve in it become open and plaque, and everything leave. Yeah. And may joy come, and my diabetes get out.
Because God never ever said that he needed one with it. He never made it. See, you know, one time, remember, in the Bible, where the blind man was healed. And then the disciples asked him, who done the sin? See, people always want an answer.
Well, if that boy hadn't done this, that wouldn't have happened. The devil wants to keep you in a spot where he can tie you down. But the Bible wants to say to you this morning, you are escaped from the snare of the fowler. Amen. You're an escapee.
What's it like to be escaped? Any man coming home from work one day and a bunch of stinks broke out of a joint down the road. And they'd run away and they thought they were getting away. But they were captured by the MPs, the military police. And they got some of them boys, they were terrorists. And they got them arms getting out over rivers and stuff, and they brought them back. And some of them do laws are in government today. What? It's not powerful, isn't it? But what about your heart this morning? What's in it? You see, God comes in the heart, and he strengthens it for us. Not only does he strengthen it, he gives you victory! Oh, what wonderful victory. Isn't it good? That very soon, oh, very soon. People sing to each songs, weary days and dreary nights. Sleepless this and sleepless that. Weary, dreary, dreary. Feel the foot down in their head. Feel it out. The joy should feel the foot. I'm trying to be who I am this morning, but God's who he is. He's the great I am. God doesn't want you to feel your foot this morning. God wants you to get on the trail. He wants to put life in your heart. He wants to give you joy, joy, joy. Me and Tommy listened to a fella, Kelly, and he was a great wee preacher. Did I say that right? He was a great big preacher. He was a big dude. He filled a couple of them seats. Might as well be fighting for us, as the Bible talks about it. But look, I want to get to the truth here.
What is truth? Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners. Of who I was chief. Jesus Christ was on a cross and he shed his blood for you. And there's power in the blood of Jesus. Is that popular today?
His motto is popular. It's the truth.
Let's stick with the truth. You go to the man and he says to you, you have a bad knee, boy.
Never going to bother, boy. And end up on a stick, boy. And end up in a chair, love. You have a bad hip. You'll end up in a chair. You'll end up on something. Who's heard that? But who listens to it? Would be more to the question.
Then you get into this light, this torch here.
And it says, go on! Go up in! Go into the enemy's camp! And take back what he's stolen from you! You may be overwhelmed, but you're not overcome. And you might be excited this morning and happy-faced, and that can stay like that. Because let me tell you now, how did it look for a king? And I said this before. They were going to stone him. They were going to stone King David. They had a lot of love for him, eh? Who needs a Philistine enemy whenever you want to stone your own king? Hey, did you ever let that slip into your thought? I want the king in my heart. That's what you ought to be saying. I know he's in me. How do I know it from experience? I've seen God doing many wonderful things. The devil doesn't want me to talk about it. But God is amazing. That's what keeps me. God keeps you, brother. And listen, you want to pray for one for another. Pray one for another. Did you know, I was speaking to a man not long ago, and he says, I was thinking about you, boy, last week. Well, I was going along, and all of a sudden, I took this little victory thing going on in my heart, this little hope. And I hopped up by Dozer Place, about 80 common, the track street in hell, and I hopped up on it. I just felt good. I just said, the devil, I've been flitting about in this heap of scrap made by man, and I'll give up someday. But the God that I serve will never give up. And he'll never give up on you. Always tell the devil that you've got someone that'll not give up on you. And even though, look, David, there he was, they were going to stone him, going to stone a king. From being in control and up above all the people, to down there and people ready to stone. Did you ever think about it? The devil wants to stone you this morning. But say to him, devil, you've come against me, but God is over you. The devil had no excuse when he fell. He wanted to be like the Most High. He said, I'll send into the high seas and north. And listen, I don't want to forget this here when you get a chance. I want you to be blessed this morning. I want you to be encouraged this morning. Maybe what I've said this morning hasn't been that fantastic. But God created us in a way that we are power assisted.
You know, you put a turbo on a tractor, you give her a wee bit of an oomph. And you know, John, sometimes I get up that blade along prehistoric thing that I drive, and I'm hoping it has more power than it has. And that's how it gets. And I have to drive bigger ones. And you know how it happens? You get used to something. And then you say, I need more power. I need a bigger blade. I need a deeper ripper. This thing here can pull out. I need more power. Wouldn't it be great if that's how you thought we'd go, but see God's power? It's unlimited.
Amen.
God's power is unlimited. Did you ever try speaking to your situation? Listen, I'm not in the bottom now, so I just showed you. So as a child, if you're looking up as a child, like, you'll see. If you hurt your leg and you trail your leg, do you want to keep trailing it? What are you going to do about it? You know what you're going to do? You're going to sell the one that puts the food on your table. Here, cut that leg. Me and a couple of boys went one time to do a bit of exercise. And we're doing squat. And you sit down and weight on your back. And you drive up. And you load it up, and you can hardly get out of the ground. As much weight as you can get on. If you can do half a ton, go for it. If you can do it, and in a few days your legs is like, they're like, not there. But I want to tell you something out of it while I'm telling you. When you look to God and hear his word, when you keep listening to God's word, there's power in the word of God. And faith cometh by hearing. And hearing what brought? The word. So that's how you get faith. And what do we need to get us out of bed in the morning? Faith. And our brother has preached it many times, faith that takes a licking and keeps on ticking. But I want to say this morning, praise the Lord. I want you to praise the Lord when you don't feel like praising him, praise him anyhow. Remember the dance before the promise came, they danced.
Who dances before the prophet? You can look at your situation and then you start dancing, praise the Lord, I'm getting delivered. And the devil's going, what's wrong with him? He shouldn't be feeling like that. Why is he excited? I left Belfast one morning on a jet plane and I was heading up and it was raining and it was gloomy and it was dark and it was all bright and it was an atmosphere, not for miracles, but there was an atmosphere. I'm not worried about an atmosphere. God's above atmospheres. Whenever that jet got up through the big old clouds, one minute you could see wee yellow, the hard and roofy cranes, and they looked real big and on the ground, but then they became small. The big cranes looked really small. They looked like skittles, they were so small. Then they went out of sight. Do you know what came into sight then? The glory of God. All around was beautiful light blue like Jesus has described. Everywhere was calm and it was light blue. Everywhere you looked, beautiful. And it made your heart lift. And you thought, King Jesus, us just like you. You're above the situation. And we ought to sometimes forget about getting our eyes on the situation. And look to the God that's delivering you and bringing you out of the situation. They were down in Egypt, but they were escaped. Like a bird out of the snare of the fowler. My brother John used to sing that song. We have escaped like a bird. It's a psalm. Isn't that wonderful this morning? Who's glad you're alive this morning?
Amen.
Not alive because somebody wanted you to be alive. Alive because God's breath in you and God can't die. Yeah. Tell the enemy you're not going to die. Tell the enemy you're going to live. And tell the enemy you're not worried about another situation or another problem. You're looking to God. Rise above the situation. Then all your problems become like skittles. Then they become out of sight. And then God is the fixer of your problem. Can a man fix you? No, God will. Can he use a man to do it? 100%. You have to put a foot forward to him, and he'll put two to you. You have to say, I love you, Lord, and you'll feel power coming in the heart. You say, I love you, Lord. And then the devil said, what's he mean? He loves you. Look what's going on. And he loves you. Sand doesn't tell you one thing, but God's above that. You do what you need to do, but I want to encourage you to do this. Look to God. Let's put on the ice all this morning. People may say, you know, this here's coming and that's coming and that man and this and that and that. If you're a plumber this morning, you'll have the mark of a plumber. If you're a joiner this morning, you'll have the mark of a joiner. If you're a plaster, you'll have the mark of a plaster, a bricklayer, the mark of an ambulance that raised and a brother up ambulance and stuff in the hospital. He'd probably be wearing the ambulance jacket and all the gear. He's not going to come dressed up in a boiler suit like a mechanic, like a brewer, come, or he's not going to come in big long tongues like a farmer. He's going to come in the dress that has been prepared for him. What I'm saying is, how's your heart dressed this morning? Hey! How's your heart this morning? Look at your heart. And then you'll start to love people. God loved them. It was unlovable. A fella rang me, and I don't like even saying this here. Look, a fella had a few difficulties once, and he rang me. And the man doesn't claim to be a Christian or a believer in God. And I tried my best to help him out. I'm going to talk about the situation, but I helped him out. And you know that the devil says, that's somebody you've helped out. But I just said to the devil back, what greater would I be than the publican? Hey, oh, there's a lovely broth, great fella, there's a wee sandwich, there's one for you. Oh, we're big friends. Great. But what about the boy who spits in your face? What about the boy that rebukes you? And you can still love him. I mind of a fella giving out tracks in a place once. And this girl came along, she's all painted up and all the, you know the way they paint themselves up, they mustn't have had a jobber when they were younger, you know, the colour cuff in. So the colour of themselves in, you know, nails black and black lips and all white of hair, like, you know. I don't mind that lips that come to break, the lips up come, that's fine. See that black stuff whipped on you, like, what's that all about, like?
You look like you've no breath left you, but I'm not knocking the thing, I'm just telling you. She spoiled the boy. And if I says for £2, I can tell you. I pick the back of my hand, I says, hey, my, I'll bother with the £2 in the back of your hand. I'll not help out your bit. You know what to do, bit? Down her over there, I says, beside the leg of the river there. I say to God, God, save her. Help her. I forgive her for spitting me. Save her. Help her. Well, not, it's not the best thing to do. Whenever you feel, only when God leaves you and guides you to do something, that's when to do it. But I want you to be blessed this morning. I want you to be glad this morning you're saved. You want to slide back down to that seat there. And I want to thank God for you this morning. And I do thank God. And I want you to pray. And as I say, a fella said, I was trying to tell you that and I went off it. It's probably a hollow to hell. Don't be panicking. He said, I was thinking about you the other day. But on the day he was thinking about me, he was praying. And I actually felt that. And you know better than that. I actually could see the man that was praying for him. I see him clear. And he's praying for me. You know what? I wish before that I was praying for him. But what do? How do you pray for someone? Just open up your mouth. You say, Lord. You don't need to get caught up all the fancy talking. I never went to any of them fancy things. Look, God knows who you are. Talk to him. He wants to have a relationship with you. And you know what? If you have a son you love or a daughter, and they maybe don't want to do what you're doing and they want to contend to your rules and they get away as it seems, do you still love them? Of course you do. The Bible says God's married to the backslider. But I'll tell you what, I want to thank God that he keeps us. And it's towards the end, amen. And I hope you've got something out that I've had to say, because it's a total waste of my time, you didn't. But I'm not worried about my time. I've read from the scriptures here this morning. I want you to be encouraged. The main thing is, I want you to be encouraged. That's who I am. I want to encourage you. I don't want to come in here telling my leg and all. You've had a bad day or you've had a bad week. What is a bad week? There's people who have health conditions and the devil's keeping them there. Because of thoughts. And God can rise above your thought. And God sometimes wants you to forgive. And there's people you need to forgive. And you might let it, but you have to forgive people. Even people that did things on you, you have to forgive them. Then the king comes in. And he lifts you up from your situation. Here, I want you to have joy this morning. I'm going to go on back down to the seat here, because the next thing he was saying, why he's not a Christian, he said he was down and he didn't go down. Sure, don't panic about that. You pray for me, that's one sin this morning. You know something, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And he has redeemed me from the hand of the enemy. He's put my feet on the road called straight. He's put my heart. He's holding it this morning. And I'm glad for that. And if this joint stays down 120, well, hope to God that I still have the power in this place. And as well, spiritually. Some people's afraid to ask God for help. Rather take a stick some mighty fella made that's going to bust under your weight. God's give you muscle and sinew to hold you up. Always keep telling the Lord you're thankful for the strength he's given you in your heart. And it'll pump, the great big pump right down you and your calf muscle will put heat in your feet. So always remember the ways. Give God all the praise. And I thank Brother Tommy this morning for giving me the opportunity to speak to you. Because I want to promote God, not myself. God is promoted. God bless you richly. I'll take this bottle of water here, just in case, because I might have something in that. Somebody's on the bottle drinking that. God bless.
Praise the Lord. And the Lord told you. Amen. You know, Psalms 31:24 says that, maybe you put it up, brother. I just think that there Zane was speaking. Psalms 31, verse 24. Be of good courage, and the Lord will strengthen your heart. Amen. Isn't that right? be of good courage, no matter what it looks like. And Ian said a lot of good things this morning, you know, when he mentioned the bumblebee. William Branham preached the message and he talked about an allegory. And an allegory is something that's impossible. You can't really explain it, but God does it. And God can do things for you and me that can't be explained. Amen. And even no matter what sort of a week you've had, the Lord can bless you. Amen. And I just thank Brother Ian this morning. And next Sunday, maybe Brother Mark will be speaking for us. And then the different brothers, as we'll have a communion service as well, one of the Sunday mornings. We'll be back this evening. This is our first proper evening service after the holidays and things this evening at 6 o'clock. And the Lord bless whoever can come along. I know that everyone maybe doesn't come, but I want everyone that can to come. And I don't think I'm going to bother with the online, because online's good, but we've had our online. It's done us time, I think, the online. And we need to get back to things with God and try and get people out to church, out to the house of God. And we appreciate we can have this hall to come and worship the Lord. And there's lots of sermons online already. We all recorded. They're on there. People can still go back on them and watch them, and it's good. It's served its purpose, and God reached people on it. But we want to go forward with the Lord. And the Lord bless you. I'm not going to take any time up. The Lord bless you. We'll be back again this evening at 6. And I want to talk tonight about the power of God's Word. It's like Ian said, maybe you don't feel strong, but you know the Bible says in our weakness,
amen,
the Lord is made strong.
Right.
In our weakness. Not about your stature.
Yeah,
it's about God. And I'm going to emphasize something tonight. And God's been showing me this over this last while. He's not just God, but He's Almighty God.
Amen.
The Lord bless you as Brother Gary comes. God bless you. And God bless Brother Ian. Enjoy the Word of God. God bless you.
I think paradox something with it. That message of Brother Bonham's is a paradox. Can we sing that chorus? Let's stand our feet and we'll sing it. That psalm that Ian had read this morning. My soul has escaped like a bird out of the snare of the fowler. You know, it is wonderful, because I often say to myself, have you ever seen a wee bird that was trapped in a cage? It gets out. It goes like bar of head for the sky. That's what it does. It likes to get spread in them wings. So, let's sing this then.